From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Madeline Brand in California.
And I'm Melissa Block in Washington. Yesterday on the program, we heard about the governor's race in New Jersey, where the Democratic incumbent looks to be in trouble. Today, we're going to hear about the governor's race in Virginia, which has been trending Democratic in recent elections. The current Democratic governor, Tim Kaine, is term limited. This year's race pits Democratic State Senator Cree Deeds against Virginia's former Attorney General, Republican Bob McDonnell. And political reporter Jeff Shapiro of the Richmond Times-Dispatch joins us to talk about the race. Welcome to the program, Jeff.
Thank you for having me.
And what are polls showing right now?
The latest polls show Cree Deeds trailing by as many as 14 percentage points. But needless to say, it is early August, and Virginians are focusing on things other than politics, summer vacation for one.
Well, let's get a sense of each of these candidates. First, the Republican, Bob McDonnell, and let's listen to the first part of a TV ad that he's been running.
Raising five kids and running for governor can be hectic, but we find time to relax.
Honey, have a few errands later.
I taught our twin boys how to play soccer in our front yard.
Dad's soccer game. Keys.
Jeff, tell us more about Bob McDonnell.
Well, maybe dating myself, that's a sort of Leave It to Beaver sort of ad. This ad is all about making sure people know that Bob McDonnell is not as conservative as his record would show, that he's a very approachable guy, much like many of us with families, mortgages, kids, educations for those children. Very prosaic, very ordinary, very everyday sort of stuff.
But key here, I think, is that Bob McDonnell represents the Northern Virginia suburbs that we hear so much about as being a political force in the state.
Certainly that's where he got started growing up at that end of the interstate. So he got his real start in politics at the other end of Virginia Beach down along the Virginia Seacoast, where the brand of Republican politics he practiced was very conservative.
Well, let's talk more about the Democrat, Cree Deeds, from rural Bath County. And here is part of a biographical video that he has up on his website.
I grew up in the watershed of the Calfpatch River on a little creek known as Mill Creek. I grew up swimming, fishing, canoeing, floating down the Calpash River. I've done it all my life.
And Cree Deeds definitely painting himself as the emblem of rural Virginia. We see him as a kid riding on a tractor in a flannel shirt.
This is an area that in which the Democrats need to be strong and competitive, given the advantages they've amassed in the suburbs. Democrats see Cree Deeds with his rural pedigree as, you know, someone who more closely fits Virginia as a whole. And this means, you know, swallowing hard on some of his more controversial positions, including his advocacy of gun rights.
Jeff, it was a really big deal when Barack Obama won Virginia last November. It was the first time, I guess, since 1964 that Virginia went Democratic in the presidential race. President Obama is in Virginia tonight campaigning for Cree Deeds. But the question for a lot of people is, has the president's luster dimmed in Virginia?
Well, certainly the polls would show that, and there's a lot of anecdotal evidence as well to suggest that people are, you know, less enthusiastic about Barack Obama at this point than they were last November. And clearly that pushback is creating problems for Cree Deeds. The Republicans know this, and if one looks closely at the manner in which the Republicans are executing this campaign, they've nationalized it, largely nationalized it.
How so?
Well, for example, Bob McDonnell talks about issues that have no real immediate application to what's going on in Virginia. He talks about cap and trade, card check. He will make occasional references to what he has described as socialized medicine. These things don't have a lot to do with solving transportation problems, educating kids in public schools, keeping tuition rates down, that sort of thing.
But he thinks he can use the Democratic record or the Democratic proposals on a national level successfully against Cree Deeds.
Absolutely. Now, there's something that also needs to be pointed out. The turnout in that presidential election was 75%. It's probably going to drop to 42-43%. That means the respective base votes of these two parties can be very important. And so one way Bob McDonnell in particular can really energize his Republican base is capitalizing on that discontent with Barack Obama.
Okay. Political reporter Jeff Shapiro with the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Thanks very much.
Thank you.